I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing the morning music program.
I was a stranger in the city. Out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do? What to do? What to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low, and it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you standing right there. And in foggy London town, the sun was shining, 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 shining everywhere. How long, I wonder, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Before the 10 o'clock news, I played a Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It. The Gershwin brothers also wrote A Foggy Day. It was sung by Frank Sinatra with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle in the 1950s. The song had been written in the mid-1930s.
To go, and it's all such my room in the blue, where the shadows
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra played the John Bassman composition, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, in 1935. And that was preceded by Dream Lover, music by Victor Schertzinger, lyrics by Clifford Gray, for Jeanette MacDonald to sing in the motion picture The Love Parade in 1929. And that was the screen debut of Jeanette MacDonald. Herman Hupfeld was a successful songwriter. His best-known song is undoubtedly As Time Goes By, but he wrote this beaut song for a New York review in 1932.
Didn't we have a lovely evening? Our party was a great success. Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones's new dress? Now, what did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Well, I guess it was just one of those things. Brownie had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for Rover. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over. No more company to feed.
no more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. Love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before. You darling, no more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spare. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Bing Crosby recorded Let's Put Out the Light and Go to Sleep in 1932. 60 years later, this record was made.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. Honest, I do. Oh, babe, I need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things. But, babe, your lips deny they're true. Now will your answer really change things? Oh, making them blue, making them blue. I'm afraid someday you'll leave me singing, can we still be friends? Da-do-boo-ba-da. If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All my life on you depends. Oh, am I guessing that I love you? Dreaming dreams of you, and then, oh, I'm confessing that I really love you. Oh, for again. dreams of you. And then, oh, I'm confessing that I love you over again. Yes, I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Ricky May sang I'm Confessing That I Love You to a splendid accompaniment about which I know absolutely nothing.
Get your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Get happy, sung by June Christie with the orchestra of Les Brown, a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. My musical treat. It's devoted to one of my favourite musical shows, Guys and Dolls. It's an award-winning musical which premiered on Broadway in November of 1950. Set in New York City, the story focuses on guys who like to gamble. And the music was written by Frank Lesser, and it's recognised as being a masterpiece. Nathan Detroit organises crap games where gamblers bet on two dice throws. Being illegal, he has to find suitable locations. But there's a problem.
I built my garage once a grand, but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they've now got a lock on the door of the gym at public school 84.
There's a stock room behind McCluskey's bar, but Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout. And things being how they are, the back of the police station's out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot, but the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
It's gold reliable, Detroit.
If you're looking for action, he'll furnish the spot.
Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot.
Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk
to the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York.
There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of lettuce for the fella who can get us there.
If the size of your bundle you want to increase,
he'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace
in a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent floating draft game in New York.
Yes, it's the oldest established permanent floating draft game in New York.
The oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York, sung by three of the gamblers, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, and the singer who seemed to be a little bit far from the microphone, Dean Martin. Nathan Detroit has another problem. His girlfriend of some 14 years is disgruntled. She wants a wedding ring. She's a singer who performs at nightclubs.
A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do.
Doodle, doodle, doodle. A doodle, doodle, doodle.
Miss Adelaide, the disgruntled girlfriend of Nathan Detroit, sings A Bushel and a Peck, and the singer, of course, was Doris Day. As we know, Nathan needs $1,000 to get a venue for his crap game. He bets a big gambler, Sky Masterson, a grand, $1,000, that he can't convince a disapproving Mission Band member, Sarah, to go to Havana with him. Smart guy guarantees Sarah one dozen sinners for a big meeting. They go to Havana for a few hours. Sarah's drinks are spiked, and she dances and sings a song called If I Were a Bell when she's a little bit tipsy.
Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. This chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. If I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Ding, dong.
Joe Stafford sang Sarah's song, If I Were a Bell. Sky Masterson and Sarah get back to New York from Havana at 4 a.m. It's been a life-changing experience for them. Some unexpected outcome.
Been in love before. Now all haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you.
I've never been in love before, sing Sky Masterson and Sarah. And the singers that you heard were British singers Gary Wilmot and Barb Dixon. Sarah loves Sky, but she reflects on his gambling. A kindly mission colleague offers her this advice.
Velvet, I can wish you for the collar of your coat, and fortune smiling all along the way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions I can wish you, 7 footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Standing there, gazing at you, full of the bloom of you. Standing there, gazing at you, with a sheep's eye and a licorice tooth. Music I can wish you, merry music while you're young, and wisdom when your hair has turned to gray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. With a sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arms to carry you away.
With a sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arms to carry you away.
And the strong arms
I cannot wish you the advice from Sarah's kindly colleague that love should prevail. That was Bing Crosby with Judd Conlon's choir and the orchestra of John Scott Trotter. Well, what happens? Well, Skye and Sarah are married in the mission, and Nathan Detroit and the long-suffering Adelaide make it a double wedding. Perhaps you saw the 1955 motion picture version of Guys and Dolls. It starred Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando and others. In 2025, the Opera Australia is going to introduce its session with a new production of Guys and Dolls. It's going to be a Harbourside production. I believe it's going to start in March, the 21st, Guys and Dolls, a harbour on Sydney Harbour, March the 21st, or from March the 21st. Go to the Opera Australia website if you'd like to learn more about that.
Everything I have is yours, you're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny.
give the sun to you. If the sun were only mine, I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come. Happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my. To spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours. The dreams I dream, the schemes I scheme, my.
Billy Eckstine, Everything I Have Is Yours, written by Burton Lane and Harold Adamson. Before that, Ronnie Price played the piano with his orchestra, Blue Moon, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart.
You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Crosby's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. written by Cole Porter in 1934 for a Broadway show called Anything Goes. The star of the show was Ethel Merman. And the recording you heard was by Ella Fitzgerald, made in 1956 with the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And surprisingly, Cole Porter even recorded the title song, which he wrote. Here it is.
On Plymouth Rock, if today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding at nudist parties in studios, anything goes. When the Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, sir, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows, anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing upon her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bit from Simmons, cause Franklin knows anything goes.
Cole Porter sang his own composition, Anything Goes. Time for me to say cheerio. I hope you enjoyed the program, and particularly, I hope you enjoyed my treat, the tribute to Guys and Dolls.